What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by Moore Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy, and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hello, Kathy. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
Yeah. So what did I do yesterday?
What did you do yesterday?
Yes. Something I've never done before.
I don't know.
What did Don't you remember? Huh. I rode in what?
Oh, in a Ferrari. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Now, who normally rides in a Ferrari?
Who normally does? Yeah. Not many people.
Yeah. Tom Selleck.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, okay. It was pretty terrifying. So I guess I'm a wimp. So my friend... What would you call it? Maybe a midlife crisis, possibly?
I don't know. He likes his cars.
Yeah, so he's a car guy. I'm like probably, I don't know, I'm not really a car guy, am I?
No.
I mean, I sort of am, but you're more...
You like them. You like more, the older cars better than...
Yeah, so Kathy's dad's a car guy.
Yeah, my dad's definitely
And I got him one time, and it'll never happen again.
Yes.
So we were in Florida, and he's saying, Mark, your brakes should last way longer than that. And Uncle Jim's there, and they're car guys, and I'm like, yeah, but we're in the mountains.
Yeah.
And so, different. Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
So that's probably the only time I'll ever have something on somebody.
On for my dad,
a car. You know, I've got some customers that are car guys. They do these Porsches, and they do Ferraris, and, you know, it's neat.
Yeah, they're
but,
nice.
But we have to insure all those.
Yes.
So my friend that did come up yesterday got a present on the way up.
Yes.
83 and 65, I believe.
Yeah.
And he was like, I can't believe the officer didn't let me explain. And I was like, you're driving a Ferrari. You're going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's what happened. And it was I don't know. He just was not believing that he got a ticket, but without getting to explain himself. But
well, I think when you drive some those type of cars, you need to be able to afford tickets if you get them.
I guess so. Yeah, you're kind of. I was like,
you're
kind of a target when you're driving a Ferrari.
Yes.
You're a middle-aged guy. He's 49. He won't be 50 until later in the year. But
yeah.
Anyway, it was really cool. I mean, it was cool, but the acceleration of that thing is you're really close to the ground. I mean, it handles like you wouldn't believe. I mean,
right.
I mean, I grew up, we had a Ford Pinto growing up. So
right.
This is a big upgrade from the way I grew up. And, you know, just to be around people that's got a car like that is something I was not used to growing up in Hayesville. You know, we didn't have Ferraris. So we saw them on TV or whatever. So anyway, today's show is going to be legal trouble. And boy, there's some legal trouble out there in there, Kathy.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, also, I want to talk about, before we get into the show, what we are and what we are not. We are an independent insurance agent, which means we do not work for an insurance company. We work for the customer.
Correct.
And we go out to the market and we represent the customer's needs to the insurance company. But we are not the insurance company.
No,
that's why
not.
We are independent from the insurance company.
Correct.
A lot of people look at us as like we're actually the company, but we are not. So
right.
I've got contractual relationships with companies that we are allowed to be their, quote, agent, where we are allowed to, you know, sell policies, bind coverage, make changes.
Right. So we represent numerous companies
like
Allstate, Auto Owners, Cincinnati Insurance, Foremost.
Travelers.
We have a plethora of companies that we can write pretty much anything that comes to the doors.
Nationwide. Yeah. Which, you know, people are thinking, really, you have Nationwide? A lot of these companies are, it used to be back in
Safeco, Liberty Mutual. Yes.
Yeah, back in the past, you know, like when my grandfather was coming up along, you know, the independent agent, we didn't know what the future was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Just like we didn't know the future about when the internet came out. You know, would we be still relevant? And I'm hoping that people out there still value the relationship with their agent.
Yes.
Because you can go online and get insurance. You can go on the internet. You can get it over the phone.
Well, people don't realize when something happens, like a claim, and you aren't dealing with local agents who can actually come and assist you or help you or be there or take pictures or whatever, be there for you during those times. They, a lot of times, don't have anybody to go to.
Well, let me tell you a story. So, down in Atlanta, my cousin ended up getting the representing a professional athlete. I mean, this kid signed with some kind of baseball team and made $1 gazillion or whatever. So he got looking at his insurance program that he had, And he had bought it online, or he bought it through some kind of, you know, calling up some number, and, you know, you get somebody that's in a cubicle that's selling you and giving you insurance advice.
And who knows if they even have a license?
Well, they're licensed. Licensed, yeah. I mean, if you call one of the major companies, they're going to be a licensed agent.
I hope so.
But also, what do we see practically every time that we get a hold of those?
Low limits.
Minimum limits.
Yeah.
So this baseball player that's worth millions has got minimum auto liability limits. So he is really exposed with this. And of course, mm-hmm. my cousin ended up going over that, and he's like, oh gosh, yeah, I need to have higher coverage. And we've not discussed the umbrella policy, which that's not going to be today's show, but just be aware you can, I guess, you know, you can buy higher coverage for liability. And
correct.
And the biggest liability you've got is going to be driving a vehicle. I didn't necessarily have this on my mind today, but I'm going to dive into a story that happened in Florida. There's a man named Hulk Hogan. Do you know his real name, Kathy? Terry. And he's very like a mild-mannered guy. And he's a very, you know, I guess a real good businessman. You know, he's a good guy. I enjoyed watching him growing up. I mean, he was always entertaining and in movies and WWF. And so his wife at the time handled his insurance. Mm-hmm. And the agent down there, you know, I'm sure that was a neat thing to insure Hulk Hogan. You know, you got us, you know, it's great. Well, for some reason, Hulk Hogan's wife would not buy the umbrella policy. Mm-hmm. So, and I may have the story a little bit wrong. I may have to pull it up and read it about. But there was some sort of drag racing, probably like in the car I was in yesterday. You know, he's in a Ferrari, he's in a Lamborghini, some sort of high-end car.
He was on the Gandy or the Howard Franklin with
his son. Kathy sort of like was around the area mm-hmm. because she grew up. In fact, her uncle and aunt had a house next door to Hulk Hogan.
One of his houses.
Yeah, so he's on the beach. And
yes.
So you got to see a lot of Hulk down there, right?
Yes, we saw a little bit more than I wanted to.
Yeah. 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 But, it's just they had to keep themselves in shape, and they had to, I guess, be tan, right? So.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So anyway.
All over. Yeah.
So anyway, way I understand it, and I may get a little bit wrong, but his son was driving one of Hulk's cars, and it was terrible. There was an accident.
His best friend was in the car.
Yeah, and so what I'm understanding is his best friend or somebody in the car is now, I don't know what their condition is, but it sounded like it was traumatic. It's like a traumatic brain injury. I don't know if he was able to even do basic life skills. I don't know exactly how the extent it was, but what happened to Hulk Hogan?
Well, he got sued, of course.
Yeah. So how would you like to be the agent sitting there when Hulk Hogan comes down to your office and he realizes he has no umbrella policy and Hulk wants to talk to you?
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm sure that was a fun one.
Yeah. So let's do a pile driver or something, you know.
Yeah.
I have no coverage.
Yeah.
So he basically had no umbrella.
Right. And he was offered it. That's the
yeah,
difference.
But he had to prove that.
Yes.
And the agent was sued.
Right.
And it went through a legal battle. Ultimately, the agent was found not responsible because they had documentation where year after year, time after time, they were offered an umbrella policy.
That's right.
And I don't think it was necessarily Hulk Hogan, but it sounds like maybe his wife handled that, and his wife the one that did that. I've had so many times where people won't take it.
Right.
Affluent people.
Right.
And what's the saying? You can lead a horse to water, but you
can't make him drink.
You can't make him drink. And so...
Yeah, but the thing people don't realize, you don't have to be a millionaire to be sued like
that's
one.
That's one of our sayings.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's exactly
you don't
right.
have to be a millionaire to get sued like one.
Right.
So
right.
What is liability? Okay, driving a car. But basically, liability is something that you're responsible for property damage or bodily injury to a third party. You have to be what's called negligent.
Mm-hmm.
When I was
you have
in
to prove it.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
when I was in insurance class, of course, we also had... I also had business law, and you know, one of the things you learn right off the bat is negligence. And there's normally four. Who knows how things have changed? I've got a college, you know, it's hard to believe now. It's been probably 27 years ago.
I'm a CIC.
I'm a certified insurance counselor. I do have a degree in risk management insurance from Appalachian State. You know, with me being the insurance nerd, we learned all this stuff. But negligence is, you've got a duty to act, mm-hmm. and then you've got to have a breach of some sort of duty that you have. And that has to result into a bodily injury or property damage to a third party, and it has to be an unbroken chain of events or a direct result of that duty. According to Black Law's Dictionary, I'm going to read this here, the legal definition of negligence is the omission to do something which a reasonable man, we should say person.
Yes.
But black law's been a long time ago, right? Guide by considerations which ordinarily regulate the conduct of human affairs would do, or doing something that a prudent or reasonable man would do. Okay. So we will be back talking more about liability, negligence. The day's show is legal trouble, and we want to help protect you if you do end up in legal trouble.
Yes, we do.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind. This is Kathy Moore, and this is with my husband, Mark Moore. And we wanted to let you know where we're located. More Insurance Services has three locations, one in Hayesville, one in Hiawassee, and one in Blairsville. And you can find us online at www.more-insurance.com. And we're also on Facebook. Also, you can go on our website and you can actually request a quote. So put your information in there so we can then contact you with information on that. We also have another location in Murphy, which is Mountain Insurance, which is located past the Arby's on Highway 64 West. And then we have Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge, which is located between United Community Bank and Burger King. And these are all divisions of More Insurance. So please like us on Facebook and please check us out online because we'd love to help you with your insurance needs.
Thank you. So we're continuing our conversation about, you know, we introduced the topic of liability about two shows ago. I shared with the listeners a personal story about my grandfather getting sued after an auto accident back in the 70s where he was sued for $1 million. We've talked about, you know, driving a car, driving a vehicle is pretty much going to be your biggest source potentially of liability. Not it's always going to be, but that's the most common thing that we see is a auto accident. We have so many things we can talk about, you know, texting and driving. We could talk about youthful drivers. We can talk about what to do after an accident. There's so many things that we can talk about with you. But today's show, you know, we're continuing our talk about just liability in general. We've introduced liability. So we've talked about today's show is legal trouble. Mm-hmm. We talked about, you know, having an umbrella policy, which is another show in the future as well. But that's just all that is an additional layer of liability.
Right, which people don't
understand. Gives you a million.
But people don't realize umbrellas don't cost that much to have.
Well, I'm wondering how the cost is going to be now after what's going on.
Right.
Because historically they've been pretty cheap. And the reason why is the severity is against you, but the probability of having a claim is extremely low. I mean, most people won't have a large claim. So I've got a report here. This is an executive summary. It was like an 80-something page document that I was sent last year. I'm going to call it judicial nightmares. It's actually called something else. But so it's got the top 10 states that are a nightmare when it comes to litigation.
Correct.
Surprisingly, one state on here didn't make the top 10, and I was surprised. You know what it is, Kathy? Florida. Mm-hmm. I would have thought Florida would be way up there.
Well, it's because they have no fault there. Well, which
I think
is
they got
no such thing of that here in Georgia or North Carolina.
I don't think that really affects things a lot. You know, every billboard we see is an attorney down there.
Yes.
So Georgia, would you believe that it came up number 6 in the whole country? Mm-hmm. And I got some examples here out of this report. I'm just going to read to you. You might be surprised that the number one place in the country for legal trouble is the Philadelphia Court of Common Pleas, which I'm surprised. Mm. I'm not surprised about next two. California.
Mm-hmm.
No surprise there, right?
No.
New York City.
Not surprised about that.
A little surprised about this. Louisiana. Hmm. All those good old Bayou folks down there. I guess they're suing everybody up. I don't know. What's that show I watch sometimes? Swamp People or something?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I guess they have, I don't know. Then we've got St. Louis, Missouri.
Hmm.
Then good old Georgia, which is number 6.
Right.
Then this is not a surprise. Cook, Madison, and Saint Clair counties in Illinois. So you're talking about Chicago. I'm not surprised about that at all.
Right.
I mentioned before my grandfather lived in Chicago, and he graduated from Northwestern after being an orphan. I talked about my uncle about where he lives. Let's go back to Chicago sometime and see where grandfather was. No, you don't want to go there. I mean, it's got to be a really bad place as far as, you know, this, you know, litigation. Then Oklahoma is number 8. Minnesota, the Twin Cities Supreme Court. And then we got New Jersey, which is not a surprise. But,
no.
But Georgia is number six. So they're saying they're worse than Chicago. It's worse than New Jersey.
Right.
So the watch list is Florida. That's one of the ones that's saying that's on that's making the list as honorable mention. So there was a claim, and I know we're getting off a subject here about, you know, having an auto accident, but just to tell you about the environment in Georgia, about the legal environment. Martin versus Six Flags Over Georgia. Mm-hmm. Okay. There was a $35 million verdict that Six Flags lost on this case. The what they're saying is that
the and this plaintiff, is information you got off the internet. Correct?
Yes, this is this is common knowledge.
Yes,
I was not involved in this.
That's what I was trying to make sure everybody
yes,
knew that.
So anybody can Google this. It's saying that, you know, that Georgia, the conditions in the Peach State have rapidly deteriorated over the past few years to the point where the state has become a full blown judicial nightmare for the first time. Following the Georgia Supreme Court's lead, trial courts across the state have issued liability-expanding decisions. Outrageous number of verdicts have become the norm. So, particularly in the area of premises liability, that's one of the ones that's been really in the rise. So what happened here was that Six Flags was held liable because the plaintiff was attacked by assailants at a bus stop outside of Six Flags.
Mm-hmm.
So this wasn't even on their premises. This was outside.
Right.
The jury reached a $35 million verdict, imposing 92% of the damages on Six Flags. The assailants were four of them. They were just held accountable for 2%. So that they weren't even really responsible, right?
Well, so, they're the ones that did it.
Yeah, but not according to this. Mm-hmm. Only 2%. So this is really alarming about how things are. The decision opened the floodgates to outrageous lawsuits and nuclear verdicts in premises liability. For example, in DeKalb County, a jury awarded $81 million to a plaintiff that was shot. Now, I want to discount this as terrible. I mean, somebody's loved ones got shot. I'm not trying to, but just tell you what's going on. $81 million. For someone that was shot by carjackers in a Kroger store parking lot.
That's horrible.
Kroger was responsible. It doesn't matter if somebody got shot in their parking lot, for paying $69.6 million. Just 14% of the fault was placed on the two attackers. So
wow.
I can't get this in my mind about how, you know, I know bad things happen, but there seems to be a disconnect between, you know, who's responsible.
Right.
And so this is happening all the time. The supermarket was located in a high crime area and had a security guard at the store, but not in the parking lot. So
right.
they were held responsible for this. Trying to get it back into, you know, trying to more relevant for our show, which is personal lines. Here's one. Okay. Is it Muskogee County?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A Muskogee County jury. I don't know if that's even that. I have no idea what I say. But they awarded $125 million. Against a landlord. So, you know, do you want to be a landlord and have property these days?
Nope.
The landlord to plaintiffs who alleged that the condition of an apartment, including the lack of air conditioning, led to a tenant's death, and that was rather than the tenant's poor health. So they're saying that the landlord had to pay $125 million. That was the verdict. So if you have property where you're renting out to other people, you can be sued for
yes.
the condition of your property.
Yes.
You know, whether you think it's your responsibility or not.
Right.
We've had situations where people come up. We have a huge customer base from Florida.
Yes, we do.
And it's very, a lot of times they'll have their house in Florida, and particularly one carrier we see a lot of, which is, I'll say it is Allstate. They will have the liability for their house up here on their Allstate policy. And they'll do
on their primary,
on
which
primary
extends
house.
To the secondary
yeah,
home.
Yeah, so they'll extend. Now, what the problem is, I've always felt weird about this, and we've seen this happen where, oh, guess what? They changed their insurance, or Allstate canceled them down in Florida, and now they just lost the liability up here
that was
on
extended
their house.
To their secondary here.
Yeah,
yes,
so I prefer to have their own liability separate because
yes.
we have no control over what's going on down in the rare policy in Florida.
Right, because we don't write it.
Yeah, we do write in Florida, but we don't write much property in Florida.
Because of all the hurricanes.
Yeah, it's all, yeah. Here's one that's relevant. In 2019, a Clayton County jury awarded $8 million to a motorcyclist who was injured on a highway construction site. The plaintiff fractured his wrist and ankle after hitting a barrel that ricocheted into his path after being clipped by a dump truck turning into the construction site. $8 million.
Wow. That's a lot of money.
So we really, it's amazing how fast these shows go. We don't even get really, I want to cover today, but just be aware that, you know, if you're robbing a mill liability, you're in, could be in legal trouble.
Correct.
Again, I'm Mark and Kathy Moore, and this is Peace of Mind.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.